حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه, he would advise himself and others. He would say that كل يوم يقال مات فلان وفلان ولا بد من يوم يقال فيه مات عمر. That every day people say that this person has died and that person has died, and a day will come when people will say Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu has died. Meaning that today we are saying that this person has passed and that person has passed, but ultimately a day will come when people will talk about us and say that so and so has passed away. We should always remember our mortality, and that whatever we do in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask what we did. And we cannot afford to become ghafil, become oblivious from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions that أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That has the time not come for those who believe that their hearts they focus on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that they turn to the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahullah, under this ayah in his Bayanul Quran, he mentions that it is lazim, meaning it is obligatory that one acquires khushu'i qalb, meaning that the heart, there should be khushu. Khushu translated in English is what? Gidgirana. From the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khushu'i qalb must be acquired if one feels that his ghaflat, the length of his ghaflat, being oblivious from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it has become lengthy, then this is due to the qalb and the heart becoming very hard, qaswa. Because in the following ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is due to the heart becoming hard. So a person loses focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayah is addressing the people who believe, meaning that it is possible for the people who believe that the hearts will become oblivious from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does one do? What is the prescription? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that the prescription is khushu'i qalb, right? To reacquire that khushu'i qalb, reacquire that focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawashab Ali Thanwi says, وَمَنْ أَحَسَّ بِقَسْوَةِ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That the person who feels that his heart has become hard, he has lost focus. A time will come that, you know, I'm not doing as well as I should. My focus is not really on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. So what should I do? So Mu'ashab Ali Thanwi says, فَلْيُهْرِ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So that person should hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. And the tilawat of the Qur'an, the recitation of the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to in the following ayah, that أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. That's similar to how a barren land sometimes is barren, but when rain comes, when rain falls, that barren land becomes lush and green. So similarly, the heart may become hard, but when that person does zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does tilawat of the Quran, that heart once again will become lush and green with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever one feels this ihsas, this feeling that the heart has become hard, he is losing focus, the person is losing focus, I'm becoming oblivious from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so immediately turn to dhikr. Dhikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. The third kalima. Dhikr of Allah. And tilawat of the Quran. The best thing is tilawat of the Quran. A sign? So the dhikr, it reverberates in the heart. It touches the heart, and the heart remembers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of acceptance, the sign of acceptance, qubuliyat, of our deeds in its effectiveness. Whatever a'mal we do, whatever action we do, whatever ritual act we do, the effectiveness should be that it is for islah nafs and character. Right? Whatever amal we do, whatever action we do, if the sign of it being accepted, the sign of qubuliyat, is that it improves our character and it reforms our nafs, it reforms ourself, it reforms our action. So ritual devotions, what should we do? We should look at ritual devotions should rectify our character. So these salawat that we offer, it should rectify our character. Otherwise, we should reevaluate our ritual worships. Because these worships are designed intrinsically as worship. They are in itself worship. Salat in itself is worship. Zakat in itself is worship. Hajj in itself is worship. Fasting in itself is worship. Intrinsically, they are worship. And there are actions which are extrinsically, they are not worship, but if done correctly, they become worship. So if these intrinsic actions are not reforming our character, they are not doing islah nafs, and they are not improving our khuluq, our disposition, then we need to reevaluate, go back to the drawing table and look at our actions, look at our deeds, that what are we doing wrong. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah. He is addressing the people who believe. So it's a possibility that the people who believe, they may be confronted. They may feel qaswata qalb. Their hearts may become hard. Their hearts may lose focus from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that alam ya'ni lilladhina amanu, that has the time not come for the people who believe that they do khushu'a qalb, meaning that their hearts, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a story which is mentioned, and it speaks of, this story is related to, it's about Fudail bin Ayyad. Fudail bin Ayyad. And within moments, this man changed. Now who is this Fudail bin Ayyad? He was a very great ascetic and abid worshipper. And then he became a very great muhaddis and alim, faqih, and da'i. He would call people towards Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he changed within an instant. A beautiful story. So, وَإِلَيْكَ خَبْرَ تَوْبَةِ الْفُضَيْلِ بْنِ عَيَادَ الَّذِي تَحَوَّلَ فِي سَاعَةٍ وَاحِدَ مِنْ سَارِقٍ قَاطِي طَرِيقٍ. So this man, he was a thief. He was a thief, and he was a highway robber. Fudail bin Ayyad. They mentioned in hadith. And he became a zahid and a abid. إِلَى زَاهِدٍ عَابِدٍ. He became an ascetic, and he became a worshipper. Then he became a great muhaddith, scholar of hadith, and he became a very great alim, and he was a da'i towards Islam. So, وَذَلِكَ حِينَمَا سَمِيَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So when did this happen? So this happened when he heard the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He heard the Qur'an, tilawat of the Qur'an. بِقَلْبِهِ وَلُبِّهِ. And he heard it with his heart and with his mind. When we read the Qur'an, we should read with our heart and we should read with our mind. So that verse, it struck a chord in Fudail bin Ayyad. And as a result, this man, he changed his life for the better. فَتَابَ تَوْبَةً صَادِقًا نَسُوهًا. So he made a genuine tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a brigand. He was a brigand and a man that people were afraid of, as the story tells. So جَاءَ فِي التَّهْذِيبِ التَّهْذِيبِ لِلْحَافِظِ ابْنِ حَجَرِ Ibn Hajar Asqalani, in his celebrated work, تَهْذِيبُ التَّهْذِيبِ, very great kitab. So he mentions under his biography, it's a book of biography, it's about 15-20 volumes, right, depending on where it is printed. The Pakistani one is probably in 15 volumes. So 15 thick volumes. So it's a book on all the biographies of great scholars who have passed. So this Fudail bin Ayaz was one. So Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he mentions his story. And Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he was a master. His prowess, he had a retentive memory, you know, eidetic memory, retentive memory, because he made dua. He went to Makkah. And when we look at the Kaaba, that dua is mustajab, it's accepted. So he made dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me a memory which is better than the memory of such and such scholar. The scholar that he named was Imam Dhahabi. Dhahabi also had a very retentive memory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that memory to him. More retentive than Dhahabi's memory, Imam Dhahabi. He was also a very great scholar of hadith. So the year after, he comes back and he said, oh Allah, you have granted me this retentive memory, but I want more. Allahumma zid, you know, make it more. So then it became even more than what it was before, if that was possible. And it is possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything is possible for Allah. And he wrote so many kitabs. When he completed his commentary on Bukhari, Fathul Bari, he completed it over a period of more than 20 years. It was a massive celebration in Egypt. All the dignitaries and all the big people, they attended the celebration. It was a voluminous book, Fathul Bari, very large. Big kitab, very big kitab. And this indicates the prowess of Ibn Hajar. So Tahdhib al-Tahdhib is one of his books. So he mentions under his tarjuma, under his biography, who is Zahidul Abid, that he is the ascetic, the worshipper, Fudail bin Ayad At-Tamimi Yarbu'i Khurasani. He was from Khurasan. Then he became Makki. And he passed away in Makkah in 187. 187 years after Hijrah, after migration. So, قَالَ أَبُو عَمَّارَ الْحُسَيْنُ بْنُ حُرَيْثِ تِلْمِيزُ الْفُضَيْلِ Abu Ammar, Hussein bin Hurayth, who was the student of this Fudail bin Ayad. So he is narrating this story. He is saying, سَمِعْتُ الْفَضْلَ بْنَ مُوسَى يَقُولُ That I heard Fadl, who is the son of Musa, saying that كَانَ الْفُضَيْلُ بْنَ عَيَاشْ شَاطِرًا يَقْطَعُ الطَّرِيكَ بَيْنَ أَبِي وَرْدْ وَسَرْخَسْ That Fudail bin Ayaz, he was a scoundrel. He was a villain. شَاطِر means a villain, scoundrel, brigand, very bad. So he was a highway robber. يَقْطَعُ الطَّرِيكَ He was a highway robber. He would, you know, lie in wait for caravans to pass, and then he would rob them, you know, at gunpoint or whatever they had, sword point. And this was between Abe Ward and Sarkhas, probably somewhere in Iran. I don't know. Allahu alam. Sarkhas is somewhere in Iran. وَكَانُ سَبُبُ تَوْبَتِهِ أَنَّهُ أَشِقَ جَارِيَةً So the reason for his tawbah was that he fell in love with a woman. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ يَرْتَقِ الْجُدْرَانِ So as he was, you know, climbing and ascending walls, so what he would do to meet this woman, he would, you know, climb over walls, scale walls, and go and meet her. إِذْ سَمِعَ تَالِئًا So during this time, while he was doing that, he heard a person reciting Qur'an. And he was reciting this ayah, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ That has the time not come for the hearts to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَهَا When he heard this, قَالَ بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ آن Said, why not? Of course, Ya Rabb, that time has come. وَوَقْتْ آگِيَا فَرَجَعَ So he left. Instead of meeting this woman, he left. And فَآوَهُ اللَّيْلِ إِلَىٰ خُرْبَةٍ And he spent the night in some ruins, in a very dissolute area, ruins. فَإِذَا فِيهَا سَابِلَةٌ There was a jamaat there of Muslims. They were setting up camp. And they were going somewhere. So they were staying there, you know, just for the night. Because during those days, people would travel only in the morning until Zohar time. After that, they would rest. It becomes very hot, and they would start traveling the next day. So approximately, you know, 30, 35 miles, they would travel daily on camel, on horse, depending on the conveyance. And then they would rest. So, فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ Some of them, now Fudail bin Ayaz, he's there. So, some of them said, نَرْتَحِلْ You know what, let's go. Let us leave this place. وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ حَتَّى نُصْبِحَ No, no, let's wait until morning comes. فَإِنَّ فُضَيْلًا عَلَى الطَّرِيقِ يَقْطَعُ عَلَيْنَا Because, you know, Fudail, he's a highway robber. It's possible that he could be hiding somewhere. And he's going to rob us. So let's wait until subah. قَالَ فَفَكَّرْتُ So Fudail bin Ayaz said that I thought for a bit. And I said, قُلْتُ أَنَا أَسْعَى بِاللَّيْلِ فِي الْمَعَاصِي That during the night, I'm hastening towards sin and ma'asi and committing sin. وَقَوْمٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَخَافُونَنِي هَاهُنَا And a group of Muslims, they are afraid of me over here. A group of Muslims afraid of me. وَمَا أَرَى اللَّهُ سَاقَنِي إِلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا لِأَرْتَدِعُ And I don't, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought me here for a purpose. So that I am prevented from doing any more ma'asi. I am prevented and I am stopped from doing anything which constitutes sin. So, إِنِّي قَدْتُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ So, O Allah, I turn to you and I turn to you sincerely. وَجَعَلْتُ تَوْبَةِ مُجَاوَرَةَ الْبَيْتِ الْحَرَامِ And I have made my tawbah in as a neighbor of Baytullah. This is kinaya, that metaphor. It is a metaphor that my tawbah, I am going to continue my tawbah in Baytullah. That's why it's known as Makki. Fudail bin Ayaz, he was a Khurasani, as I mentioned. Then he became a Makki. So he became a neighbor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying in Makkah the rest of his life. وَانْتَقَلَ إِلَى مَكَّةَ Then he moved to Makkah. فَنَزَلَهَا وَجَاوَرَ فِيهَا So he stayed there and he became a neighbor of Baytullah. إِلَى أَنْ مَاتَ بِهَا Until he died there. He died in Makkah and possibly buried in Jannatul Ma'la. So قَالَ إِبْرَاهِمُ بِنْ أَشْأَسْ خَادِمُ الْفُضَيْلِ Ibrahim bin Ash'as, who is the khadim and the servant of Fudail. مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي صَدْرِي أَعْظَمَ مِنَ الْفُضَيْلِ I have not seen anyone who had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart more than Fudail. He was always focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَانَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَوْ سَمِعَ الْقُرْآنِ زَهَرَ بِهِ الْخَوْفُ وَالْحُزْنِ That whenever the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was recited or Quran was heard, then you could see the khawf, the fear, the awe, and the melancholy. It would become manifest on the face of Fudail. You can see the effect of the tilawat of the Quran and the name of Allah. فَفَاضَتْ أَيْنَاهُ So his eyes, he would cry, فَبَكَى حَتَّى يُرْحَمُهُ مِنْ مَنْ بِحَضْرَتِي And he would cry so much until the people who were surrounding him, they would feel sorry for him. So this was the effect that the tilawat of the Quran had on Hazrat Fudail. قَالَ رَبَاحُ بْنُ خَالِدْ قَالَ لِي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ الْمُبَارَكِ رَبَاحُ بْنُ خَالِدْ He said that Abdullah bin Mubarak told me, إِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْفُضَيْلِ When I look at Fudail, جَدَّدَ لِي الْحُزُنِ Then my melancholy and my huzun, my sadness, it becomes renewed. وَمَقَتْتُ نَفْسِي And I feel tightened. Meaning that this Quran, it's very weighty. And I feel more focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ بَكَى Then he would cry as well. وَهَكَذَا يَا أَخِيَ التَّوْبَةُ الْمُحْرِكَةُ تَأْتِي بِالْأَنْوَارِ السَّادِقَةِ That a solemn tawbah, a solemn and genuine tawbah, it brings enlightened and true nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person becomes better. But the condition is tawbatun nasuha. It should be genuine. Tawbatul abd. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, mentions that the tawbah of a slave who commits sin, right, before and prior to his death, it is a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a privilege. It's minhatun rabbaniyatun. It is a privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُنَاكَ أُنَاسٌ يَمُوتُونَ عَلَى ذُنُوبِهِمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَوْبَةٍ مِنْهَا And there are people who die without tawbah. Whatever sins they have committed, they die upon those sins without any tawbah. فَتَبْقَى عَلَيْهِمْ ذُنُوبُهُمْ So those sins, they remain with that individual. Those sins, they remain with that individual. Imam Ghazali, he says, in his Ihya Ulum al-Din, that tuba liman idha mata matat ma'uhu dhunubuhu. Glad tidings for that person that when he dies with his sins. What does that mean? He dies with his sins. It means that his sins have become erased. His sins are also khatam. He has not left a trace of anything bad behind him. He has not done ijad. He has not innovated anything which other people can follow, which is a sin. So he has left only salih. He has only left, he has left good. And this is what the Quran, this is what the Quran said. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. What, that we will write whatever they send forward, meaning that whatever we do now, we are sending forward. Right? Whatever we do now, we are sending forward. So we will write that, وَآثَارَهُمْ. But whatever they left behind, whatever good, if it was a good legacy that they left behind, we will write that as well. So a person, not only will he be judged on what he sent forth, but he will also be judged in what he left back. نَكْتُوا مَا قَدُمْ وَآثَرُهُمْ. So, وَالْوَيْلُ الطَّوِيلُ لِمَنْ يَمُوتُ وَتَبْقَى ذُنُوبُهُ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ وَمِئَةَ سَنَةٍ. Woe! Woe to that person who has died and he left his sins for 100 years, 200 years. Many people, they die, but their sins, they continue. Because they, this is their sunnah. They, this was their legacy. This was the legacy that they left. The legacy that they left was committing sin. And then other people followed suit. And all of that burden goes on that individual. So to die and to die without sin, this is, this is privilege from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we die, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you grant us death, and whatever sins I have committed, you bury those sins as well. Let no one follow in my footsteps. So أي نكتو ما قدم من أعمال ونك So ما أخر من آثار أعمال مما سنوه لمن بعدهم فعمل به وفي مثل قول ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر. That insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that insan, they will be informed on the day of judgment, whatever they sent forward and whatever they left behind as legacy. So if they left a positive legacy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for it. But if they left a negative legacy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him. So whatever legacy that we leave, we should leave a good legacy, that people remember us for the khair and the good that we did, not the evil that we may have done. And if we have done that, we are insan after all, then we seek repentance. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the repentance of Fudayl bin Ayyaz because he was true, he was sincere. And then he became a very good muhaddis, very good scholar. He would narrate hadith. But before that, his life was a life of robbery and taking from people, taking the haq from people. But after that, he became a very great man. And this was all due to his sincere turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding.